Well, good afternoon, friends. Good to have you joining with us again today for another short devotional message from the Word of God. The book of Hosea is a wonderful book, a very relevant book. Hosea has often been called the prophet for Israel's zero hour, the prophet of the broken heart. What a life Hosea led. God called him to marry a prostitute, and after they get married, tragically, she went back to her old lifestyle, back to her old trade, and God encouraged Hosea, go and show her love and love a woman yet, even though she's an adulteress. And it shows the love of God for his people Israel. It shows his long-suffering. In Hosea's day, the children of Israel, like in many respects the church in our day, had committed spiritual adultery. They had backslidden. They'd got away from God. They had fallen in love with the world. And God called Hosea, the prophet of the broken heart, to go and speak to the children of Israel, just as he was called to go and speak to his wife who had gone back to her prostitution. It's a very unusual prophecy, and yet a very relevant one for our day. And in verse 12, of chapter 10, one of the key verses in the book, the Word of God says, it is time to seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. What a verse for our day and generation. It is time to seek the Lord. Israel were on the brink of chastisement, on the brink of captivity, on the brink of destruction. And yet God held out his hands one last time, offering them mercy, forgiveness, and an opportunity to repent and return. And he said that it's time to seek the Lord. Just this morning, out doing a few visits in the car, I was listening to the news. And then just as the news came to an end, there was a party election broadcast from one of the local parties. And I'm not political at all. I don't really get involved in those things at all. But over and over again, this party was saying, it's time for this, it's time for that, it's time for the other thing. This seemed to be their slogan, it's time, vote for us, and it's time for change, and it's time to look at this, and it's time to look at that, and it's time to do this, and it's time to do the other thing. And I just wondered, is nobody out there thinking it's time to seek the Lord? Our society is broken. Our world is falling apart. People are living in despair without hope. Many people have lost even the will to live another day. Many people are turning to all sorts of things to escape from the realities of life and a society that's broken. And we have tried the broken cisterns, as the hymn writer said, but the waters have failed. And our land for years has been looking to men to try to bring answers into society and to make things right. But surely it is time to seek the Lord. This is a call to the church in the book of Hosea chapter 10, really giving ourselves to seeking first God's kingdom, to seeking the face of God in prayer, to seeking out his glory, his honour, and living for him once again. And the Lord promises it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, is it not time that we really took our Christianity seriously and lived as if every day was our last, because it may well be, and live in light of eternity? It is time to seek the Lord. God bless you, and we'll see you again next time.